It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
And we received several about Wendy Kaufman's story on an elementary school in Washington State that's trying to raise its test scores to comply with the No Child Left Behind Act. From Nelson County, Virginia, Paige Hartzell was disturbed by the focus of the story. She writes, "The tone seems to be that it doesn't really matter whether or not these kids get hot meals and familial support. At least they're learning to diagram sentences and do long division to make that mark in the standardized test coming up."
And Aaron Swartz of Fredericksburg, Virginia, adds this correction. Ms. Kaufman mentions a group of students who were studying forces, gravity, and momentum. Momentum, Ms. Swartz reminds us, is not a force. Force is mass times acceleration, while momentum is mass times velocity, assuming Newtonian physics, of course.
Physicist Robert J. Brecka of the University of Dayton corrects the statement made here that a 22% increase in the range of Iraq's Al-Samud II missile doubles the area that it can target. That area is in fact increased, as Professor Brecka points out, by 48%.
Professor Brecka writes, "Of more pressing concern to this listener is the idea that we might be willing to go to war and inflict the pain and suffering that goes along with war to prevent Iraq's possession of missiles that can fly 183 kilometers instead of 150 kilometers. History would not judge us kindly for such a decision."
Many of you were steamed about Andrew Howe's essay in which he expressed his love for driving, thumping bass lines in music. "Oh, God help me," begins David Connor from Los Angeles. "Your youth radio report on overcranking the bass in current music has officially shifted me into middle age. I actually heard myself say, 'When I was young, I was taught the value of courtesy and sensitivity to others.' Well, now that I am officially an old coot, I look forward to exchanging hearing aid tips with the young reporter who finds that life-sucking thump, thump, thump so thrilling."
Michael Zarsky of Moore Park, California, calls Andrew Howe an auditory terrorist. He goes on, "If Andrew Howe wants to lock himself in a soundproof chamber and destroy his eardrums, that's just fine. But when he brings his loudspeakers to my neighborhood, that's assault, and he should be locked away."
And Lance Ferraro chimes in from Beaverton, Oregon. "I spent many years working around loud sounds, aircraft carrier flight decks, helicopters, dragsters. There is one thing I learned and experienced as a result. Sounds that loud and low cause hearing loss. I'm capitalizing on the bass trend. As I approach my second retirement, these youngsters should begin to experience hearing loss, and my investments in hearing aid companies will begin to pay off."
Finally, our story about thousands of blackbirds that have darkened the skies over Clarksdale, Mississippi, prompted James Shivers of New Haven, Connecticut, to send along a recording of a poem he wrote about 10 years ago. It's called New World Hatchings, and here's how it starts.
"Suddenly, standing under the shower of blackbird migration, we knew the consolation. A black wave, pregnant wide as a one-lane bridge, was passing us by. Like grandmother's wind-blown, line-hung tablecloths. Sounding entered our ears, weaving blue our limbs, while a moving surat in the sky grew. Sung featherings replayed our past, while edge of the field autumn leaves lingered. Birds beyond birds cooed our next harvest with their wind wooing the coming winter frost."
Poetry from listener James Shivers. If something we do inspires you to write, let us know. You can email us at atc@npr.org. Please include a daytime phone number, your hometown, and let us know how you pronounce your name.